Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everything Jesus did as he walked in his ministry and his life for those years, he's showing us how to do it. And he's saying, this is how you do it. Now come on, do it. This is how you do this. You do it now. You do it. Didn't he say, if you believe on me, the works I do, you will do also. And greater works than these shall you do. That's what he just got through saying here. He said, yeah, I spoke to that tree. He said, but not only could you do that, but you could do a greater work. You could move that mountain. And notice that he wasn't threatened, wouldn't have been threatened by their success. Are you kidding? But you know, some people have almost implied that, well, no, I mean, you couldn't speak to things and them happen, and you couldn't decree miracles and it happen. I mean, you'd be taken away from the Lord. Oh, no, you wouldn't. He's very secure. There's a lot more there than you might think. People have tried to imply that's why we shouldn't be too rich, we shouldn't be too powerful, we shouldn't be too, why? Because we just kind of, the implication is that you kind of take away from the Lord, you kind of steal his thunder, sort of. Then you have a poor estimation of the Lord then. We are supposed to be ourselves. We are supposed to be glorious. We're supposed to be so powerful, so wise, so wealthy, so healthy, so strong, till people, especially people that don't know God, look at us and go, wow, man, you're something. And you say, you think I'm something? You ought to see my master. You ought to see Jesus. It's not the more beat down and sick and broke we are that gives God glory. It actually is a bad reflection on our shepherd. The condition of the flock is a direct reflection on the shepherd. Think about that. So is he saying that they could do what he did? How about us? Are we his disciples too? Is this written to us? How many believe that this Matthew 21 is God talking to me? Do you take it like that? Yeah. Now back to Mark. Thanks be unto God. We can walk like Jesus. We can have prayer life just like Jesus. Amen. We can resist sin like he did and not give in. If you haven't been with us on Friday nights, you missed some good preaching. I was thinking about my grandmother who's in heaven. Good cook. Whew, among other things. And you know, old-fashioned cooking, you know, none of this open a pack and add water stuff. I mean, you know, you start from scratch. You pull out the flour and the eggs and, you know. And she'd made, one of her dishes was dumplings, some kind of a ham dumplings, I think it was. And she, you know, things simmer half a day and she'd go, she said, that is good if I did make it myself. And she's right. Mark 11, are you there? Verse 22, have faith in God. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, so who does this work for? Just preachers? No. Whosoever shall say. How many believe our little children should be taught this? I mean, as soon as they can say, they should be taught the value of their words and how to handle situations and not just be beggars, but be believers who speak and change their surroundings and their circumstances through faith-filled words. And I'm telling you what, they get results. It's happening with our children. Because they haven't had decades of unbelief to defile them yet. And they just, in their simplicity and childlike faith, they just expect it to happen when they say it. And it does. Glory to God. And he said, if you'll say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we believe in the principle of believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. That's how we got born again. And that's how everything in the kingdom of God works. It's sad that people that believe that, but for some reason they think it stops then. Well, no, the same way you got in the kingdom is the way you operate in the kingdom. Amen. Every day. It's the way God himself operates. He conceives something, and through faith he speaks it, and he says, light be, and it becomes. Amen. That's the way he has always operated, and he's not going to change because there's no better way. It's perfection. And that's, we are his children. And we are to be imitators of God as dear children. And so we don't rule over all the known universe, but you're supposed to rule in your life and speak words of faith. But notice, somebody said, well, are you saying you just say it and it happens? No, that's not what he said. What did he say? That if you would say it. What else? Look at it. You say it, and then what?
Shall not doubt
in his heart. Well, would that be automatic?
No, sir.
Could you doubt in your heart?
Yes, sir.
Well, why would he say it if it wasn't a big issue? Shall not doubt in your heart, but believe. We could also say in your heart. Romans 10:10 says, with the heart man believes. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe in your heart that what you say comes to pass, you'll have what you say. So he didn't just say, you'll have what you say. You got to believe that what you say is coming to pass and not doubt it. So that answers a lot of questions right there. Somebody says, well, I said that I was going to have $3 billion by the end of the week, but it didn't happen. Well, he didn't say you'd have everything you said. Well, I said I was going to have 4 Cadillacs by the end of the year, and I ain't got a one. So see, it don't work. Now, you know, that's real ignorance. To just haul off and say something Jesus said doesn't work. And yet you got a whole lot of people like that. Well, that healing's not for everybody. Why? Because they didn't receive a healing. Well, no, that prosperity's not for everybody. Why? Because they're still broke. Well, no, that's just like saying being born again is not for everybody because there are people it's not. People not being born again does not prove the will of God. What it proves is the will of men. Are there people not born again today? Yeah, bunch of them, too many of them. Is it God's will that they not be born again? Now see, you have people saying, well, I just believe now, preacher, that God is sovereign. And nothing happens but what it is his will. Then you telling me that all these lost people is his will. Because it's happening. No, that's contrary to plain scripture. The Bible said, he is not willing that any should perish. Are there people perishing? Yeah, then there are things happening in the earth that's not the will of God.
Amen.
And if he would allow something that's this serious, we're talking about eternity, that's not the will of God, he would certainly allow lesser important things that's not the will of God. There's all kind of things happening that's not the will of God, that don't please God. Doesn't prove it that was his will. It proves man has a will. Now here he says, if you'll say it and not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say comes to pass, you will have what you say. Do we really believe that?
Yes.
Man, we need to meditate on this and think about it. I know we've heard it before, but is it really true?
Yes.
Come on, you're going to have to help me with this a little more now. Is it really true?
Yes.
That if I say, I call every debt paid, and not doubt it, But believe that what I say comes to pass. That in short order, every debt would be paid off. Is that true? It's happening in here. We've got testimonies all over the place. Is it true? That you could say to your body, blood pressure, come down and be normal. And not doubt in your heart. But believe that what you said would come to pass. Is it true, according to the words of the Master, that your blood pressure would come down and be normal? Is that true? Can we live like that in every area of life? Phyllis was talking about, losing excess weight. And most people, the vast majority of everybody that has any problems in this area, their biggest problem is right under their nose. It's their mouth. And yeah, I know that's where the extra food goes in. And that can be a problem too, but that's not even the biggest problem. The biggest problem is what's coming out of the mouth. You ever heard people joke about it? Man, I tell you, I can just look at that pie and gain 3 pounds. Why would you say such a thing? Well, it's my metabolism. It is just so slow. I don't know what it is, but I just have a slow metabolism. Will you believe it in your heart? You say it with your mouth and don't doubt, but believe that you have a slow metabolism. That alone would be enough reason and cause for you to have a turtle slow. But what if you said, I have a forest fire metabolism. I have to eat extra just to maintain my weight. Well, that's a difference now, isn't it? And you got Christians going, man, it's just hard. It's just hard to make ends meet. Seem like I get ahead a step and get knocked back too. You get one thing paid off and it breaks. And it just seemed like, man, money just goes quicker than we can do anything. And they teach their kids that. And that kid wants something and go, boy, you think money grows on trees? And teaching the children poverty mentality and lack mentality.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Famous Doubters, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104H. That's R1104H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.